Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to part two of the Planet Destruction tutorial, or whatever the heck it's called. What we're going to do is blow up that nice planet that we created. So here's what we're going to be creating. So planet just couldn't take it anymore and self-destructed. So what we're going to do is take the render of our destroyed planet and drop it into a new comp. And so I just made it spin for 10 seconds, but you can do whatever. And then I also have a space background that I'll drop right in here. Now, we are going to do a little bit of 3D, so I'm going to create a new camera. And 35 millimeter, choose OK. Okay, now the next step is to go to our effects and presets. We're going to type in shatter. And we're going to take the simulation shatter effect, drop that onto our destroyed video. And it goes into this wireframe mode, and we're going to change that to rendered. Now, this plugin allows you to create simulations of things shattering, bricks, and some other things. But we're going to sort of use it to create an explosion. So let's go ahead and go down the settings here. We have shape, so that's what the pieces look like. So right now, it's set to bricks. And we have bricks. Well, there's a bunch of different options, but we're going to choose glass. And glass works pretty well if you get the settings right. So right now the pieces are kind of large, but we're going to increase the repetition of this. I guess it's sort of like a texture. So even though it's shattering to the shape of a texture. So we're going to say duplicate that and make it 60 time, so that way it's a lot smaller. I'm also going to set the comp to half, which will make it a little faster while we work. Now what causes the layer to shatter is a force. And we actually have two possible forces. The second is actually off by default. And the first one has a depth of 0.1 and a radius of 0.4. So if we decrease the radius, you can see the shatter sort of only happens to that one area. So if you were doing, say, a bullet through glass or something like that, that would work well to just affect one certain area. We actually want to make it just large enough to cover the entire planet. Now we also have the strength, which is how hard to hit. Now there's one problem, and that is the shatter effect happens on the very first frame. It just goes at it. So what we want to do is move forward to about 2 seconds, set the radius to 0, set a keyframe by clicking on the stopwatch, hit page down to go to the next frame, and we'll just right click. Actually, we'll just increase it, whatever it was, about 0.28. So now it'll hold and then shatter into, looks about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. It's about 987 pieces. And now we can sort of start playing with some other settings. Now, we can add another force to add a little bit more of a randomness to it. It's kind of like having one that's hard and one that's soft, but I'll go ahead and skip that for now, but that's what it's for. We also have physics. So we can play with gravity. In space, gravity is less than on Earth, so I'll just bring it down. Normally you'd probably turn that all the way to 0, but just for the sake of the tutorial, 1 looks pretty good. And you can play with some of these other settings. Viscosity, that'll sort of make the pieces feel like they're pushing through water, and they'll sort of slow down and kind of fall as if something was holding them back. 0.1 is pretty good. And we can also increase, let's see here, the mass variance. So if we go here to the middle, if we increase that, some of the pieces will go faster and some will go slower. And that just gives it a little bit more of a random nature as some of the particles break up. And then back to the shape, actually, we have the extrusion. So we can increase that and make the pieces larger. But I'll actually keep that at the default for right now. So moving on, we have a few other options. We have the camera position, and it has some settings to kind of play with the camera right inside here, but we're actually just going to change the camera system to use the comps camera. And so what that's going to basically do is allow me to use the camera tools to orbit around the mesh here. So that's kind of nice. Also, we have some lighting options, change how it looks. But anyway, pretty powerful plugin, but we're just going to use it in a pretty simple way, as you can see here. Actually, probably want to turn that down just a bit there. So now I've created sort of this explosion, and we're going to go ahead and add a few more elements. Now, I've got the Action Movie Essentials Explosion number 1. You can get that from the website. Pretty cool product, a lot of action stock footage. In this case, we have an explosion. I'm going to drag this out to the comp and turn it into a 3D layer so that it will kind of work with the rest of the comp here. I'm going to move it and line it up with our explosion. And I'm going to put it beneath the destroyed layer. I'm going to zoom in here. Let's see. And I'll scale it up also. So it explodes while the rest of the comp explodes also. So looks good. Let me take our space background, turn it into a 3D layer, and then I'm going to push it back in Z space. I'm going to try to. So just push it back and then scale it back up. And that way I could sort of rotate around this just a little bit. And actually I want to sort of just take the track tool. I want to back up. I want the Earth or the planet to be a little smaller. Then it'll increase our background size. So that looks pretty good. And that way we can see more of the explosion of the pieces. Okay, now let's add a glow. So I'm going to create a new adjustment layer. And we'll choose Effect, Stylize, Glow. And we'll increase this a little bit. And I actually just want it to happen at the explosion point. So I'll hit Alt, Begin Bracket. Or you can just extend the layer so that it just turns on at that moment and sort of blows up. Okay, what else can we do here? We can add a cool shockwave. And to do that, we're going to create a new composition. And we'll make it 1280 by 1280. And we're just going to create a new solid. And we'll make it orange. And then we're going to take the elliptical mask tool and double click. Adds a nice circle. And then we'll hit M. And we're going to duplicate the mask. Edit, duplicate. And then we'll set the second mask to subtract, which just pull everything away, and then we're going to shrink the expansion of the second mask and then feather it out. And then we can feather the first mask just a bit. Okay, so I'll go back to our comp, and from our project, I'll bring that comp to Shockwave out. Pretty large, and we'll turn it into a 3D layer. Then I'll rotate it, and then rotate it again. And then I'll hit S. We'll bring the scale down, set a keyframe, move forward here, and we'll just make it larger in that way. It just kind of blows up. Now we want to make sure we time this up, so we'll just put it about here, and then it explodes out. And we also want it to sort of fade out, so we'll hit T. Let's see. We'll hit T, turn the opacity stopwatch on, and then we'll turn it down to zero so that it begins to fade out. And we'll just set another keyframe and another. So it starts at zero, fades in, and then fades out. Now, we want to sort of obscure the back of it so that when it's behind the planet, you kind of see less of it. So I'm going to create a new solid and make comp and choose OK. Then I'll shut the layer off. I'm going to take the pen tool and we're just going to draw a quick shape around that area we want to remove, and that's on the layer that's off. And then we'll take comp 2, hit F4, and change the track mat to alpha mat inverted. And so now that uses this as a reference to basically invert it. And then if we take this layer, hit F, we can feather it just a bit. And so just that little subtle transparency just makes it look a little bit better as it kind of shoots outward. Now we can take that layer, choose Effect, Stylize, Glow, increase the radius here, change the transfer mode to Add, and let's go ahead and check it out. So pretty cool and pretty quick. So what I can do also is add a little bit of motion blur. And to do that, we're going to create an adjustment layer. And we'll come over here and we'll type in CC Force Motion Blur and drop that onto the adjustment layer. Now be careful, this takes a while to render, but it does make it look really nice. So you can turn the samples down to like 5, and that way it'll render a little bit quicker, but be careful, and you may want to hold off until the final render before using it. So as you can see, it's looking pretty good, and you know, this effect is nothing new, but I thought it'd be kind of a cool way to experiment with some of the other plugins, such as the shatter effect. And you know, it's fun to experiment using interesting projects, and I love blowing stuff up. Actually, as a young child, I used to do really crazy things. I would catch like small animals in the yard, like squirrels and things. And then I'd go in the kitchen, and we have a microwave. And what I would do is I would get a little small plate and create little small meals and cook them up. And then I would eat the meals with the squirrels. And those were my friends. And it was pretty sad. And one day they just they left, and I guess they weren't hungry anymore. Well, anyway, I hope you guys found this tutorial useful, and we'll see you next time. My name is Andrew Kramer. Don't forget to check out the blog. We got some great stuff up there. And, of course, our great products. Keeps the site going, and we appreciate all you customers out there. And hey, if you're considering buying something, now is the perfect time. All right, see you later.